Okay, so I'm really intrigued by the board game chess, as was mentioned in the last story. And the second thing is that I hate to lose anything in life, especially chess. There are a few people in the audience tonight, I believe, too, who played games with me in chess. And when I lose, the first thing I want to do is go back to the beginning and then start over with another game. And they're just like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't know. Let's just go over again because I just lost. So, September 2008, Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center. Myself and my good friend, Jason Baker, who's in the audience tonight. Let me hear you say, yo. Thank you. world-class professional percussionist, djembe player. We were commissioned by Professor Towson University to be musicians for a dance piece called Witness. It premiered at the Kennedy Center last year. And we have a really cool, really interesting relationship with one another. You know, there's a warm friendliness, but there's also like the subtle undertone of competitiveness with him and I, musically and you know, intellectually as well, I believe. So anyway, he brought his chessboard with him for when there was downtime at the rehearsals for this gig at the Kennedy Center. So we played like, basically it was like a tournament because we did two concerts, one on Thursday and one on Friday night. So this went on for 2 days. We played like maybe a series of seven games. The first game, he kicked my ass. The second game, I kicked his ass. It was pretty much neck and neck throughout these series. And then somewhere in the middle, he made a move and I responded. And then I basically just had my foot in his ass the whole game. So I had my foot in his ass. I got my foot in his ass. And then he just, you know what? He sighs, he folds his king over, and he's like, you know what? You're gonna win this game. I concede. You just forget about it. I'm not gonna win this game. And I was like, no. Put your king back up. Let's keep going. For two reasons, because I want to kick your ass. And the second reason is because I'm sorry, but I have too much respect for you to give up like that. And I know I never would. So put your king back on the board and let's keep going. So I kick his ass anyway. And then this was, I believe, the second night of the two nights that we were performing there. And he has an excellent memory. So we had to take the board backstage to get ready to perform for the second night. We had to take all the pieces off the board and then he resets it backstage. I mean, it was kind of ridiculous. Like the whole time we were playing chess, we weren't rehearsing or practicing on stage. So, but before we continue on with our game, the choreographer, the leader of the dance piece, Vincent Thomas, he has us go into a circle, and this is a tradition that he always does. We all get into a circle, myself, the other musicians, the dancers, the choreographer, and we all hold hands. And he asks us to speak a word into the circle that speaks to us in that particular moment as we're about to go on and perform. So the word that I said was stance. That was the word that spoke to me in my life at that moment. So we clap it up, we break apart from the circle after everyone goes, and then we go right back to the game. I mean, this is going on while the performance is going on. We didn't actually play music until later on in the piece. But this was the last game of the series. I'm just beating him to death in this chess game. But he's not giving up, so it's really cool. So he has, like, a king left. I have, like, a bishop, a rook, and, like, a queen. I have all these pieces left. He has one king left. I have like three pieces left, strong pieces. And I'm just backing him into the corner of the other side of the board. And I'm like, okay, I can't figure out the checkmate, but I'm going to get this guy. He's going to lose. And the motherfucker finds a stalemate right in the game. And I was like, I loved him and I hated him at the same time. So I gave him a dap, I gave him the hug, and I was like, you know what, congratulations, I'm so proud of you, you did a beautiful job. And it was really cool because he sort of illustrated what happened in that chess game through some movements, because he was studying martial arts at the time. He had started studying this new form of martial arts. And he sort of like just illustrated what went on in that end game when it went into the stalemate. It was sort of like, can't move, bitch. How the fuck did you do that? So, and it was really cool because it was a beautiful stalemate. And to me, a beautiful stalemate is basically when, no matter the odds of the situation or circumstance or the conflict, anybody or anyone's strategy can be a match for anyone else or anyone else's army or anyone else's strategy or powers or whatever. And the word that I spoke into the circle as we were holding hands, the word stance that I said, you know, after the game was over and before we went on, I went back to him. I was like, hey, wait a minute. The word stance that I spoke into the circle, it manifested in your stalemate. And it was like, hi. And it was like the universe just, you know, we were performing at the Kennedy Center. It was our first time performing there. We were all really excited. You know, there was this beautiful atmosphere of the dancers and the musicians. You know, him doing the martial arts illustration of what happened in the end game, the chess game, the friendly competitiveness that I have with my friend. You know, the word stance that I spoke into, the chess game, and then the stalemate. It was like the universe just all aligned in that one particular moment. And it was one of the most inspiring moments that I ever had. And of course, we tore down the house at the Kennedy Center. So that was pretty beautiful. That was pretty cool. So, you know, that moment will always speak to me because, you know, whether I'm feeling in a rut in regards to feeling a lack of inspiration, or I'm feeling at odds with something that I feel like I can't win, or I happen to be playing a chess master, a grandmaster in a game that I feel like I can't win, but I don't want to give up anyway, you know, I feel like I can always refer back to that moment because, number one, I'm very competitive and I hate to lose, and I consider myself not a sore loser, but a professional loser. You know, I can refer back to that moment with my friend because, you know, his stalemate that I asked him earlier on in our series of chess games, you know what, I don't want you to concede, I want you to keep playing with me. And then he did, and he found a stalemate. It'll always be a moment of inspiration for me to remind myself to, you know, keep going on, you know, no matter the circumstances, and try to win because, you know, I fucking hate to lose. So, thank you.